Welcome to Brain Stew, home of topical and pointless conversations.
All opinions are our own. We do not promote the views of others.
Hello there.
Hello there. Welcome to season 2.
Can you believe it? We're back.
Yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it?
It has. We've had a long break, but it's been lots of reasons, really.
Yeah, and it's none of your fucking business. Yeah. Stay out of it, you pricks.
Coughs and colds, busy lifestyle.
Yeah, just general.
We just took a break. But yeah. We're back.
We're back.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking topics.
We are, yeah.
Pointless topics,
conversations. Just generally, so the really stupid bits of season one is the bits that you all loved.
Yeah, the bits we enjoyed as well.
Yeah, so, and not what we didn't enjoy talking about music, but yeah, we're back with just the kind of the stupid bits are the bits now. So if you tuned in to listen to the other bits, stay along for the ride because we are genuinely quite funny. We think. Don't care what you think. And go from there. So, yeah, here we are.
Well, I was going to say, if anybody, you know, if you're listening, you're new to the show, if you've got anything you think we should talk about, discuss, chat at brainstew.co.uk.
Yeah.
We'll discuss it.
Absolutely. All opinions are welcome to an extent. And, good.
How's your week been, anyway?
It's been a bit chaotic. What the fuck's the weather doing again?
Yeah, I know.
Seriously.
I know.
It was like, driving home the other day, was like, windows down, getting a trucker fucking suntan on
shorts
me arm
out.
Out the window. Yeah, a little bit difficult putting on driving, but yeah. And then rain today. Admittedly, we live in England where it's pretty much raining a large portion.
Welcome
of the
to the
time.
UK. Yeah, just you need a bag for all weathers.
Yeah. Four seasons in a day, as they say. But anyway, what are you watching?
What am I watching on the telly? This is a show that I'm now into season 7 of.
Ooh.
Which initially I was like, I'm not watching that.
Is it Gossip Girl?
No. But you know when you sit down with the wife or whatever and she wants to watch a new show and you're like, it looks a bit girly. But I'm like...
Yeah? You serious?
I am deadly serious. But yeah, it's Working Mums. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Yeah, I've been watching that too.
Have you?
Yeah, well, to be fair, it's the wife's... wife watches it she's watching it now.
Yeah.
So, like, whenever I'm doing podcast or work or stuff like that, that's what she puts on. So
it's actually quite addictive to watch.
I don't mind it. I think some bits are quite funny. Some bits it's a bit like this is why I don't watch this.
fair enough.
but yeah, no, it's okay.
I think it's a guilty pleasure. Actually, it's one of those I'm like, I shouldn't like this, but I do.
Yeah. I think it's the first couple of seasons were like this is kind of like funny and edgy and and then it's like. So yeah, but yeah, no, I'm being overly
worth
critical of it because it's not
does what it says on the tin.
Yeah.
What about you?
I've strayed onto the flicks of net.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've been watching The Diplomat.
Diplomat. So what's this?
So this is with Kerry Russell, who was in The Americans.
Okay.
Which is the story of Soviet sleeper spies in the US, based on a true story back in the 70s.
Okay, right.
Or 80s or... but The Diplomat is about her being the ambassador to the United Kingdom for the United States. Mm-hmm. She's in the UK and loads of shit's happening. It's kind of like The West Wing meets The Good Wife, Designated Survivor a little bit.
Faces in it we recognise?
Yeah, lots of faces, yeah. It would be fucking horrific if there were none.
I'm talking about like celebrities that are well-known.
I'm doing lots of people a disservice now by not remembering who they are.
But no.
There's a guy in it who I've seen in other stuff.
Yeah,
he plays the British Prime Minister. There's a guy in it who has been in other stuff as well. He's the American president.
Right.
Don't know his name off the top of my
head. I love that. I don't know if you do this when you're watching TV, but you're like, I really recognise that person for something. And then you're straight onto the app, like IMDb, looking.
Oh, yeah. Did you know? And they've all, depending on their age, they've either all been in Murder, She Wrote, or they've been in something like Lewis or Midsummer Murders in the UK. It's literally, I swear, it's like you finish like acting school and they're like, great, your first gig? You're going to play Confused Shopper number 3 in next week's Midsummer Murders.
Yeah, or EastEnders or something.
Yeah, literally, you're going to be the guy who's caught wanking off. No, don't matter. So we watched The Diplomat and we watched the whole of the first season and it left it on quite the cliffhanger.
That's always good, though.
It is. It was really, really good. And like, week before, we went absolutely fucking mental on ITVX.
Yeah, yeah.
And we watched like 5 or 6 mini like docudramas, like The Mormons Murders, lots of murder stuff and true crime. It's unreal and really, really good portrayals and good stories. So yeah, and it's free. The only thing is obviously we've got adverts and shit like that in between it, but it's a small price to pay for a shitload of really good content.
Yeah, I think that's fair. While I'm thinking about it, I don't know if this is already a thing or, you know, that I'm going to copyright this to myself, that I'm going to make it. But
I'm not sure that's how copywriting works, but crack on.
All right, well, it does now.
Okay.
Anyway, so obviously, what should we watch tonight? Oh, let's have a look on Netflix. Oh, what should we watch? Let's go have a look on Disney. Nothing on there. Let's go over to Prime, you know. And there's so many options to choose from, and it takes such a long time to do it. Is there a platform where I can just go search that? What platform is it on? And it will tell me. Or, you know, you can literally just have one screen, type in what type of thing you're looking for, and it'll say this one's on that platform, this one's on this one. If it doesn't exist, do you want to go in with me and make it happen?
I suppose what it would require is the would be the, what's the word I'm looking for,
an application.
It would be an application for sure.
Yeah.
It would need the active participation
from all parties,
of all the apps involved. Yeah. And I'm not sure they'd want to do that, because if they're spending a fuck ton of money on buying a series for their network or whatever it is for a year, do I really want to be able to be putting stuff on there and knowing that, yeah, I might draw people, but also if people know that it's, you know, The Office has just come off Netflix and it's gone onto Amazon, for example, do I really, oh yeah, no, it's not there anymore. Okay, we'll subscribe to that now.
Yeah.
Is it a kind of cooperation is the word I was looking for?
Yeah,
would it require... do we give a fuck?
Yeah, no, well, I do. I'm passionate about this one, right?
All right, sorry.
I'm sick. I don't know if you do this as well. But you sit down with your dinner and you haven't chosen what you're going to watch yet. So yeah. you spend the next 10 minutes half eating your dinner, half with the controller.
I this is one of these many times when this podcast should be filmed, because the action that Jay just basically, you sat down with your dinner and he was wanking off, someone stood next to him with his hand there as an imaginary.
That was the remote.
That was the remote. It wasn't. You were
remote action.
Yeah, you were Billy Mill roundabout right there.
But yeah, no, I just think we need to, we're really good at technology
shopping
now.
One out.
In 2023. Why do we not have a platform? You know, just one thing everybody uses, all the other Netflixes and now TVs join in, and we just have one platform.
Mm.
No, you've got your My List and that one, you've got my List in this one, and you're like, oh, what? Which one were we watching on again?
It's a great idea.
Is it a valid point?
It is a valid point, and I think it would make life easier.
Yeah.
And I think it's a really, really good idea.
We interrupt this pointless waffle for some more pointless waffles. Waffle.
So with those points you just made in mind, let's talk about artificial intelligence.
Okay.
Because in the news this week, I think it's the head of Google's AI has stepped down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he said his kind of thoughts were, we need some kind of controls in place for AI now because it's getting a little bit out of hand.
Are we talking like there's a conscience involved?
Well, yeah, I think they're looking at things like now. So there's a writer's guild strike because they don't feel they get paid adequately enough, which I wholly agree with. I think some of the writers out there and some of the shows out there are phenomenal. We've just spent 10 minutes talking about what we're watching. I guarantee there will be some writers in some of those shows who are paid nowhere near what they were. This show, we write this. We didn't get paid near enough for this, producers, if you're listening. But the point being is that now there's AI that can actually, based on information put in, can write scripts. So you can have an AI-generated script and it will learn from mistakes that it's made, and it will basically have almost real kind of connotations.
Is that going to have the emotion that humans create?
Potentially.
Because it's not...
But if you think, if you load all of the data from every story and script that's written into a machine that can understand the context of it...
It will learn the patterns that we use and stuff,
Literally that, and then go, right, pump me out a story, boom, done. What the fuck? Hmm.
Why do I feel like it's a moment like from The Office where Dwight faces the computer? I will outsell the website.
Think I just became self-aware. but it's that kind of thing where it's just like, so that got me thinking, was like, well, you know, not in a blame game, like whose fault is this, but more like, if that's the way things are going, you know, like how much AI is involved with our lives already? And it just kind of got me thinking along the lines of like, well, you know, as humans, we're becoming inherently more lazy.
Yeah.
So examples, I've chatted with a few people about this week and sort of said, like, you know, what's your thoughts on this? And like, one of the guys was like, well, I love like having computers do things for me because it's great. So he said there's little things like, and this isn't necessarily all computer led, but it could be, in that he's like, yeah, if I'm hungover and I'm at home and I want a coffee, I'll either just eat and get Starbucks or Costa or something like that to bring me some coffees. Or if I don't want to do that and I've run out of milk and stuff, I'll get Just Eat to go to the fucking grocers and get me some milk. What? So, so that's not, there's a human involved with that, but imagine a drone delivery or a driverless car, you know, those kind of things. But it's just like that level of laziness. We've gone from, you know, we used to have a guy that would drive a milk float around and he'd be up at 5 o'clock in the morning dropping bottles of milk outside your door. We've now gone to the point of it can be dropped off by a small fucking helicopter, you know, to your door, or you can pay someone to go to the shops for you. And it's just like that level of laziness.
Yeah.
That's insane.
We're going to end up like in Up, you know, when there's those spaceships full of people on little floaty things.
Yeah. And it's just like, so that to me is like a really, really good kind of, again, like Disney, Pixar kind of, you know, you're using AI, but at the same time you kind of, but it's more like, where does this stop? Like, you know, we look at things like iRobot, Terminator, those kind of things where machines are now taking over, and you know, the rules of robotics and AI and stuff like that, and it needs challenging and all, and you know,
how far away do you think we are from something like that? I mean, we look how far we've come in, I don't know, even 10 years.
Which I think if you look at it, I have no idea. I know fuck all about AI, only what I've read in the last couple of weeks. But the one thing that kind of makes me go, ooh, is the fact that this guy must be on a fucking whacking wage at Google. A fucking whacking wage. He's on a fucking whacking wage. Elon Musk has chirped up like he likes to do and has said, yeah, I agree. This is, we need to like stop and just get some rules in place about where this is going. So if that kind of prominent people are, you know, those kind of prominent people are saying that to me, I'm like, well, you know,
yeah, we got to have a look at this.
What's going on, guys? Why, you know, is this Google guy the guy in iRobot? You know, is this basically the script of iRobot without all the cryptic shit and Will Smith?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how, when like, you know, Alexas and stuff. Yeah, sorry if I set anybody's speakers off, but
Alexa, make porn sounds.
I do not know how to do that.
You dirty bitch, Alexa. Yes, you do.
No, when they first...
Oh, yeah!
when they first came around, I was like, no, absolutely not. Not having one of those in my house under no circumstances.
How many you got?
Three. No, four. Yeah, four.
Yeah.
But I don't really use them that much. I might just say play a track or something. But I don't, have you had it where you sat down watching TV and all of a sudden she just pipes in?
Yeah,
just shouting at you.
I get it with the brand of watch that I have.
Oh yeah,
and my servant on there is literally, if you angle you're chatting to someone, I'm sorry, I don't know what you mean. Well, I wasn't fucking asking you, you nosy cunt. And that happens quite a lot. But yeah, we have those devices in the house. But again, it's things like passive listening. So they're not supposed to listen in, and they're not supposed to. They listen in because they want to look for faults, and you know, all in the kind of the. It's all done in the right way.
It's that thing that Chris Ramsey, comedian, said. You know, oh, Alexa's not listening. It's only if you ask for a command.
Mm.
But she's always there waiting to hear a name. As soon as you say her name, she's listening. So,
but it's also, it's like the passive listening element of it is literally the fact that it says, oh, it's just listening, so it can work on trends and spikes and understand you better. But so people say, like, test it. So, you know, do things like, oh, without calling the command and setting it off, have a conversation around, you know, I've been doing it all this week about, I want to fly to Ghana. I'm thinking about going on holiday to Ghana.
Oh, yeah.
I'd really like to go to Ghana.
And then it comes up on your socials.
And then watching it on my socials, on my search engine searches, you know, all of a sudden it's like, holidays to Ghana. You're like, you prick, you are fucking listening.
It's ridiculous. Even with your phone locked, though, I don't know how this is happening. I mean, it's clever stuff, but it's scary at the same time.
It comes into something that we'll touch on in one of our new features, in the Chris's Conspiracy Corner, when we'll talk about whistleblower Ed Snowden and some of the things that he released to public. And that'll be an interesting episode, but not today, James.
Okay.
Not today. But artificial intelligence, I mean, for me, where does it end? Like, obviously not, hopefully not like the robot shit in Terminator, but like, for, you know, could you imagine, you're like, your missus is like, I fancy a bit tonight. You're like, oh, do you know what? I'm a little bit tired. What I'll do is I'll get the droid to start her off. And then when he thinks it's suitable, he'll come out and tag me in. I'll go and finish her off. She's happy. I've AI'd it in.
You're right. Where does it stop?
Do you know what I mean? Just, I mean, that's a
and
pretty...
Do we need it? You know, because look at life before computers and everything, you know, they got by. They didn't need it, but I know it's supposed to obviously improve our lives. And
I think, but at what cost? That's my worries. Is like there's kind of, you know, if they're saying that we need to put the brakes on this thing because it's getting out of control, it's just like, well, that to me is a huge like kind of way. Okay, guys, yeah, mate, I don't know what you're doing out there. I don't know to what level. Because you always think about it, what you know isn't the realms of what's going on. That's just, you know, the tip of the iceberg.
Well, no, like look at Japan. You know, look at the mod cons they've got going over, like a robot to wipe your ass and, you know, all sorts, but. We're way behind what they're doing.
Yeah, so this is my point. It's just like, is that, you know, is that what they're saying now? Is like the AI for wiping your ass? It's like, well, not only will we wipe your ass, but we'll pop a finger in because we know you like it. And it's just like, well, what? How did that become a thing? But so where does it end? And because we're so lazy, we want everything, you know, we want tomorrow today.
Instantly, yeah.
So, you know, there's going to be more, you know, people lose jobs, you know, watching how things get made en masse is ridiculous because it's just like you think like companies pump out these massive, you know mass produced products and you're like, oh yes, how many people do you have working for you? They're like four, because these guys just guys who fix the machines. And it's just like, is that what we'll become, you know, the slaves to fixing the machines?
I think so. I mean, sadly we won't see it in our lifetime. I don't think, but you know, who knows? Never say never, but I don't think we'll get that far whilst we're alive.
It's interesting though, isn't it? It's a worry, but I mean, just think of like, you know, you go to a comedy club and there's not a comedian on stage. There's just literally an artificial intelligence bot that's hooked up to an iPod. So you all just sit there, you all sit forward and look at nothing or just a little speaker on the thing and it does a comedy routine. And everyone's like, that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
but you don't have that connection.
Musicians that are...
Because it's literally, so yeah, I mean, that's a great example because it's like with music, it's just like, you know, you'd lose the buzz of watching a live show. But what if that gradually faded out? And then it just became the way that, you know, you turn up at a disco and you'd listen to the music that the DJ played and you'd dance to it.
I mean, we're already there with the DJ.
Yeah. So, you know, if you can write plays and screenplays and series and books through AI, you write music through AI. So, you know, little Billy who's just sat at his home has just put on his first ever Green Day CD and is like, you know, trying to learn how to play When I Come Around on his detuned shitty guitar that's been handed down to him, which is the correct way to do everything, is now all of a sudden going, what's the point? Because I can just go on my little thing and go, create me a song. Boom, there you go. Billy's song, out it goes. You've done nothing.
Yeah, I don't like it. I think this season we're going to have a brain stew bin. And what? In the brain stew bin goes
fucking stupid.
Any more progression with AI?
Yeah, definitely. I think let's stop AI until this is the rule for the world. We've got to stop AI until me and Jay A, fully understand it, and B, fully approve. There can be no more advances in the world of artificial intelligence until we fucking say so.
I agree.
All right, pinky promise on that. We're good.
Yeah.
Okay. We interrupt this pointless conversation to bring you more pointless conversation. Easy Tiger.
Go.
So, I can't believe it still triggers you a whole season.
I don't know, mate. It just like hits the funny bone in my brain.
I like it. I like that. So, on a completely different topic to artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
Animals. Aren't they lovely?
They're great. I mean, we keep coming back to them.
Love animals. I've got a black hoodie on, and at the moment it is absolutely covered in my dog's dog hair.
Oh,
because
mate.
Before the show tonight, I got in and was like, I am literally going to jump on the floor and play with my not so small puppy anymore. He's fucking enormous. And I got attacked by my golden retriever for about half an hour, and it was great fun. But I'm covered in dog fluff.
That's one of the worst parts for me about having a dog.
Nah, don't mind.
Is I wear a lot of black clothes, so I'm always brushing myself off before I go out.
I accept that me and the dog are one now. It's literally it. Some days I wake up, I've got a collar on. No, I'm joking. Animals are great, and like if you think like progression of like domesticated animals, like you know.
Your dog, cat,
rabbit, guinea pig. Mm. Waste of time. Don't get a guinea pig. Hamsters rats,
crazy things.
You know, tortoises.
Yeah. I got a couple of those.
Yeah, not turtles, tortoises. Yeah.
Thank you. Correct. Well done.
Yeah, whole season.
Can we quickly just say again that to anybody out there that doesn't know, turtles live in the water.
Yeah. You serious?
I am deadly serious.
And where do tortoise live?
They live on the land, Chris.
So that is. A land shell versus a seashell.
Americans, any Americans listening, I know you say turtles, but please, can we define the two?
What the fuck's a terrapin?
Terrapins, they're water guys too.
Water guys, okay. Yeah. All right, what's a tadger?
That is a badger crossed with a tortoise.
All hail tadger. Season one reference, go and listen. Okay, so with that in mind... This domestication of animals. If you could take one animal out of the wild, and before Greenpeace and that come at us, we are not suggesting go and kidnap a seal and bring it home. No, we're definitely not suggesting that. So please don't do that. But theoretically, with no consequence to the species, the environment, basically all the boring stuff that would make this a pointless conversation.
Yeah.
What would you bring into your home as your new domesticated pet, and why?
Well, I quite like armadillos.
I just got that Dime advert from the 90s. Armadillo? Two armadillo.
And, you know, another shelled creature. I'm into the shells. But similar to that, the pangolin.
Yeah.
And
that's an ugly fucker, though, isn't it, a pangolin?
I don't know. I think they're quite sweet.
Yeah?
Yeah. And they're kind of...
Nice. Yeah, he's a bit fucking
nice.
All right,
they are nice.
He's a bit loud, isn't he? Yeah, sorry, you were saying about Pokemon.
So the pangolin.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Sorry,
they're becoming not extinct. What's the word for leading up to that?
Divas.
No, but they're endangered is the word I was looking for. Thank you. Not divas.
It's literally some keyboard warrior like WWF people go, you fucking cut, you don't understand the value a pangolin brings. I don't know what it is.
No, but basically they're being used for medicine, and they're just being killed, like awfully killed, honestly. Like
no, sorry, I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at the fact that so this is what happens is when you say something, my head goes somewhere. So when you said they're being used for medicine, I immediately pictured an operating theatre with a fuck ton of pangolins in white coats and glasses. They're being used for medicine because they're so smart. They make the best keyhole surgeons. We're doing open heart surgery. Have we got the staff? Are they on strike? It's okay. We've got a sack full of pangolins at the back. They're ready to go. On a serious note, they are dying.
I should have done my research before what type of medicine they're being used for, but...
We think it's not open heart surgery.
No, but I want to save the pangolins, and I think we should domesticate them in the UK. So let's ship them over. Everybody has a pangolin in the house, and we can protect them.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what their aggression level is, or...
So we've done no research on this. We want to take... So again, going back to my very first point, that this is just theoretical. Please don't start sending pangolins to our PO box, please.
Yeah.
That would just be horrific. We don't actually have a PO box, that's fine. But yeah, please don't say... Okay, so yeah, I mean, that's. I feel really bad for laughing at them being doctors now.
Also, secondary, how mad would it be to have an ostrich in your house?
Well, that's kind of where I'm... Obviously, I don't want an ostrich, but that's where I'm going. Is like the kind of the crazy of like... You know, you go around your mate's house and he's like, oh, mate, go careful. The cat, she can get a little bit scratchy, a little bit bitey. Nature's arseholes, you know, it's kind of is what it is. Cats are lovely, but she's a little bit temperamental. your mate comes around to your house, you're like, don't sit there, mate. My fucking ostrich will be in a minute. Fucking comes and headbutts him out of the way.
Could you imagine, like, you know, like your Labrador or or your classic dogs tries to sit on your lap all the time, but this fucking ostrich comes in.
Or, literally, you're going down the shops, you're taking it for a walk, you're on the back of it. Going around fucking Home Bargains with this ostrich. He's like, up, looking over the different aisles, what's going on? Where's the crisps now? Where they moved them to? Your ostrich is like, wah! Is that the noise they make, possibly? And it goes over there.
I feel like his name would be Dave.
Yeah? Or, Cecil. Cecil.
No, I don't even know.
Cecil. Cecil!
You got any animals in mind?
Yeah.
Go on.
Polar bear.
Cool, yeah.
For literally the same reason. It's fucking enormous. Could you imagine that? Like, literally, you're sat in your room, your friends come over, and they're like, you're all right? Yeah, oh, yeah, we're here. So you've got a pup, have you? Well, yeah, a little bit. All right, what's he called? Bertie. Okay, right, can we meet Bertie? Yeah, he's behind you. Oh, I can only see the big furry rug. And look up. Oh, holy fuck. Yeah, it's a polar bear. We've got a polar bear.
Could you imagine? Your food bill would be extortionate, wouldn't it?
But no consequences. This is the whole, like, yeah, but just like taking it for a walk. Again, saddle it up. Fucking battle cat. Off we go.
No, I imagine you, like, he's standing on two legs with a lead, and he just walks next to you.
Dickie Bow.
Well, why not?
Dickie Bow. Smoking jacket for some reason. He's Hugh Hefner. He's a polar bear version. There's lots of little bunny polar bears behind him. Welcome to Chris's Conspiracy Corner.
They put their finger inside me!
Welcome to a brand new topic.
Tell us about it.
This is Conspiracy Corner with Chris, or Chris's Conspiracy Corner, as it's actually called.
Yeah.
Where each episode that we decide to put this feature in, we're going to take you through a conspiracy, or, as we discussed earlier, something along the lines that has a bit of controversy around it, with controversy or controversy. What do you think?
I would say controversy.
Yeah, controversy. So Edward Snowden was an example earlier. And just talk around kind of some of the theories and the kind of the who, what, where, why, when and how, really. So,
yeah, before we jump into it, if anybody's got any conspiracies they want us to delve into that are, you know, a bit under the radar.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
I don't know what's going to happen. I know. Please send your conspiracies to chat@brainstew.co.uk.
Go.
And we'll have a look at them.
Yeah, absolutely. So this week we are going to delve into, we're going back to the 60s, Jay.
All right.
The swinging 60s.
What was happening? Austin Powers?
Yeah, for sure.
Era?
1963, November.
Okay.
The 22nd. A day that will live on in infamy. There was a saying in sort of in the 60s that, you always remember where you were when Kennedy got shot.
Right.
I remember my grandma telling me that years and years ago. Like, oh, yeah, I remember where I was the day that Kennedy got shot.
Really, bit like the Twin Towers and et cetera.
That was kind of our generation's sort of version of it. So, yeah, so John F. Kennedy, President of the United States, youngest president that ever had. To a lot of people, he was a very, you know, important guy for change, and he was trying to usher in a whole new era of sort of equality, diversity, and basically make the world a better place in the eyes of some. So before we get into kind of the crux of it, just as from a political point of view, we sit firmly in the middle of this. We're not siding with either way, because there are different, massively different viewpoints into JFK in terms of which side of a political spectrum you sit on. People think he was an absolute fucker. Other people think he was the best thing since sliced bread. So with that, that already gives you a kind of a bit of a background as to, oh, well, some people might want him dead then.
Okay, so I know basically the events and what happened, but I don't know the conspiracy side of this. So
long story short, he goes on the campaign trail. He's in Dallas. They're on a motorcade route. He's driving from one venue to the next. He comes around a corner. They get down a very, very slow road. Shots ring out. And he dies. He gets shot. Yeah. The conspiracy theories detail in literally what happened in those 2 to 3 minutes. So the official report into it was conducted by the Warren Commission, which was basically instigated by Lyndon Baines Johnson, who was the president to take over from him, who was his assistant president. He was sworn in on the same day with JFK's wife witnessing it, still covered in her dead husband's blood, which is just fucking mental anyway. So the Warren Commission basically said, no, there was this one guy, Lee Harvey Oswald. It was him. He did it. 3 shots from the book depository killed him. However...
all different angles there, right?
Well, this is the thing, is just to put a little bit kind of, you know, apologies to people who know this story, it's just for those who don't. A couple of days after being arrested, Lee Harvey Oswald gets shot and dies in police custody. A guy called Jack Ruby, who is reportedly linked with the Chicago mob, shoots him. But the main conspiracy theory is, could Oswald have done the shooting from these angles? Because there's one shot that he reaches his hands up to his throat, and that's traditionally thought of the first shot. So he's been hit in the throat. Then there's another shot which hits him in the shoulder. But then this shot that hits him in the shoulder goes through him and goes into Governor John Connolly, who's sat in front of him to the right. And it basically zigzags all around and goes through his shoulder, his elbow, his wrist, and ends up in perfect condition in his thigh from a bullet that's been shot.
Wow, okay.
And then the third one blows his head up. So literally, you see the front of his head just blow away. So there was a guy that was filming it, a guy called Abraham Zapruder, who's a dressmaker, out to watch the president's motorcade come through, has his little camera and films it. He sells that footage to Time Life.
Has that been published?
Yeah.
It has.
So it was published. However, when it was published, some of the slides were chopped and turned around to make things look different. Conspiracy there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This whole thing is just riddled with conspiracies in terms of Lee Harvey Oswald wasn't a great shot. He was ex-Marines. He defected to the Soviet Union. He came back. Nothing happened to him. So people say he was an ex-CIA agent then. And he's like, well, I'm just a patsy. I was set up to do this to take the blame because the government wanted him killed. The CIA wanted Kennedy gone because Kennedy said he was going to break the CIA apart because it got too big and too intrusive. So there's all these different factions at play. There's at least 10 different factions that want this guy to be dead. And they blame it on this one guy who's shit at shooting and has shot a moving target, and his third shot is the best, not the first
one. What was his background? Was he already wanted or anything? Or was he...
No, he was basically... He was ex-Marines. He was a radar operator with the Marines. He went to the US military and said, look, I'm defecting to the Soviet Union. I'm going to make all of the information I know about US secrets available to the Soviets, and fucked off. In Russia... not speaking much Russian, apparently. He lives quite well. A lot of this, people may think, oh, that's reference from the Oliver Stone film JFK. It's not. Several different books about it. But it's that seems to be kind of like the path that you would draw, as these are kind of the facts. He comes back in with no challenge whatsoever. So you've defected, you're ex-military, and you come back in and nothing happens. What?
Yeah.
No,
something's going on.
He has a debriefing with the FBI. No notes from that ever exist, but that's it. What? That's crazy. So then he allegedly does the shooting. On the same day, he allegedly murders a police officer, a guy called J.D. Tippett in Dallas, and then he's arrested in a movie theatre. Lots of other conspiracy things happen. Like in New Zealand, they're posting about the president being killed and that Oswald has shot him, and they've got these papers out and everything like that, and it's all been printed. But this is hours before Oswald's even been arrested.
Wow.
So all these, you know, so this is probably, I wanted to start on our conspiracy corner with this one because it's fucking enormous. There's so many different facets to it. There's so many documents and things that will never be declassified. Trump said when one of his famous Trumpisms, I'm going to, you know, I'll release it all. He doesn't talk like that. I don't know why I did that. But he's like, I'm going to release it all. And then never did. But yeah, there's obviously something to protect. There's something as to why they won't release that information. But isn't it fucking crazy?
That's interesting, yeah.
And you think, like, ahead of, you know, arguably the biggest and most powerful country in the world, their president gets shot and the truth's hidden.
I mean, it's an inside job, clearly. You know, something's going on.
So it's been investigated several times over. In 1979, the House Select Committee on Assassinations ruled that his death was by a probable conspiracy. So that wording was really important because that changed from the initial Warren Commission to it was a lone gunman, a single nut who shot him. So their official verdict is this, but... Okay, so who? And that's it. That's where it lies.
They've just never gone any further than that.
Could you imagine if you, like, you know, you become the president or you become, like, the head of the NSA, you're like, right, I want to learn all these fucking secrets. And just you sit there and just go through the archives, all the information, you're like, fuck, I know all the secrets of the world. How crazy is that?
Yeah, it'd be pretty interesting to sit down and have a look through that.
Absolutely fucking nuts, isn't it?
We interrupt this pointless waffle for some more pointless waffle.
No!
Waffle. All right.
Shut up.
She's back. yeah. God, that was quite heavy. The conspiracy corner, I think, is going to be
I think I'm going to learn some stuff over this this season, because I'm not particularly the most sort of... I don't read much, basically. I'm not... I can't sit still. I don't have a... My attention span is, you know... I have a wandering mind, Chris.
Mm.
So, yeah, I think you're going to teach me a few things.
Well, hopefully. Yeah. We'll see. But, yeah, that conspiracy itself, the JFK conspiracy, that could be a whole podcast in itself. There's lots of podcasts out there dedicated to it anyway. There's some really, really good ones. And there are so many books and different stories and different angles and documentaries galore. But with that level of content and kind of, you know, conversation around it, it lets you know that it is such a huge, wide-open topic.
Yeah.
But enough of that. Let's talk about what we've really come here to talk about.
Seagulls?
I fucking hate seagulls.
I know, mate. I know.
What's the point?
They're just pricks.
The topic isn't about seagulls, but why we're here, let's not bypass it. What the fuck? Like, why?
They're just dickheads.
What do they do? They're like the bird equivalent of a wasp. They serve no fucking purpose.
Well, yeah, some say that they're based around seaside towns and they're always near the sea, hence seagull. But I think I was in, like, Bath City and there's several of them diving for chips.
And follow you. Open up the back of your car and then fucking come out the back.
Yeah.
Because that's what they make.
They're just like toddlers with tattoos and... what?
Tattoos. Flying toddlers with tattoos, yeah.
Yeah.
Bristolian flying toddlers.
They're a mess. Basically, they're a mess.
Here, give you chips. I'll go on your chips, mate. Thank you. Fucking smash you in. You don't give me your chips, you cunt. That's inner monologue for seagulls. Two seagulls sat there watching someone. Someone like fucking tourists as well. Don't feed them, you pricks. Just don't feed them. They're rodents.
Here, Dave. He's got some chips down there.
All right, Bob. Look at him. All right, Brian, come here. Look. Brian, look. See that one? Keep smiling out. Do that thing with your tail. Yeah, give him the old, you know, the old one to give you a chip in a minute. As soon as he does, fucking have that pie off the cunt as well. Straight in. Fucking tears.
I agree, we don't need them.
No,
so.
We don't. But anyway, we're not here to talk about seagulls seagulls.
They're going in the brain stew bin,
they
mate.
Can fucking live in the brain stew bin. Seagulls can fuck off.
Yeah, thank I agree.
You. So, I saw something this week on a social media group. Which I'm a member of, I think.
Oh, right.
I just read it. And it's all to do with feedback on local restaurants or restaurants in a county area or state area if you're in the States. So right. It's basically...
What, so an average restaurant, you can join a page to...
Yeah, well, it's just like, oh, I went to this place and the food was great. This is what I had and blah, 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 blah. And I'm not the kind of person who's like, go to a restaurant, like, I'll take a picture of my food and upload it. I don't contribute to this website.
No.
But I do, this page, but I do read stuff and go, oh, okay, if I'm going there, I'll try that out. And there was one for a local fish restaurant. And this guy had he'd gone with his friend, I think, and he had like a monkfish... Yeah, that's funny.
I don't know why it's a funny name for a fish.
I'm picturing a fish in monk's robes with a shaved head. Because all fish are hairy as well. But yeah, and this guy was kicking off online about the fact that his monkfish was tiny. And he was like, I paid 25 quid for this monkfish. I paid 21 quid for a bottle of wine. Mm. And my mate had paid this, and his food was enormous in comparison to mine. And the restaurant weren't interested. But the thing that riled me up was he said, I contacted them on Facebook, and within 2 hours, no one had come back to me. And I was just like, who the fuck do you think you are? Like, literally, yeah. Who the fuck do you think you are that within 2 hours, because a business, a small local run business with not many people, hasn't immediately dived in to talk to you on social media, that now you're going to leave a really shitty review on TripAdvisor, you're going to leave a shitty review on this page, for what? And then he engages with people on this page and has arguments. And then the owners of the restaurant come on and say, look, we don't normally, the manager comes on and says, we don't normally do these things, but look, here's the thing. We agreed, you know, it was, when we wrote the specials up, it probably didn't explain it well enough, and it was a smaller portion of fish. However, we did offer you some salad, some fries, a free dessert, you know, drinks, all these kind of things as a way to say sorry. You refused all of them.
Oh, man, that's pretty shitty.
And then the guy goes on and writes this really cunty review. And you're just like, I sat there like boiling up thinking like, can we just like examine the thought process of this person? Like, you know, I went to a restaurant, I paid some money, it wasn't good, I complained. They basically offered me some stuff that I didn't want. So my response now is, assemble people en masse, don't go to this place, it's fucking shit, these people are assholes.
My opinion is right and everybody must listen to
and
it.
And it's just like, the fuck, you know, how is that the way? How is that an adult, responsible way of dealing with shit?
I think we said this like before, people seem to be so much more ruthless now and a lot less caring for people.
But like, so what I don't get is like, what's the end game with this for this guy, right? What are you hoping for? Like, they're gonna go, mate, come back in, we'll give you a free meal. You've already fucked them over on social media and TripAdvisor. Now you've already left them a really shitty review. That damage is done. Oh, but I'm warning other people not to go there. Yeah, but 95% of people who go there enjoy it. So all you're doing is shouting and making you look like a bit of a cunt because you wanted a bit more fish. What?
I mean, like, even if he had a 100% refund, would he have taken it? Probably not, because he just wants to shout into the void.
Yeah. And people respond and be, yeah, mate, I'm with you there. That's disgusting. They should close. Environmental health should be... What the fuck? You know, what is with people? I don't understand how, again, like, someone's thought process can be, I've been wronged by something. Social media, mob justice. Here we go. What is that?
It's social media all over, though.
But it's just, as people, this can't be the way, right?
I mean, these sort of people don't have self-awareness, because I don't know about you, but sometimes you'll read something and you think, oh, that's offhand. I'm going to put my comment on. And then you stop yourself and go, no, because I'm going to look like a twat as well. Yeah. And you notice that if you write something, you're going to look stupid.
I think it's Mark Twain's famous quote that says, never argue with an idiot because bypassers won't be able to tell the difference.
Yeah.
And it's literally that. And it just seems to be this kind of culture of, you know, I'm going to say what I want. I'm going to vent. And I'm not saying that it's not about freedom of speech, because you can say whatever the fuck you want. No one's basically trying to stop you from saying something. This isn't what this is about. This is about personal ownership of a situation. And as a, you know, as an adult and someone who hopefully has empathy and, you know, and compassion, can look at a situation and go, is this the best course of action for this? Is this the right thing to do? I've been wrong, so I'm going to harm someone's business because I got done out of a bit of fish. Well, that's not the full story. They offered you something. You said no.
On the other side of that as well, we spoke about it before as well, people that want rid of their shit online. And they're like, oh, I need this gone by the end of the day or it's going to the tip. It's like, well, what, mate? What?
Don't fret me, mate.
Like, oh, shit, that's going to the tip. We better go and get it. You know, so what they ask? What? Oh,
need this gone. That's the phrase. I'm just like, need this gone now. As in like, okay, well, what is that? You know, what you're telling us that we have to come and get it otherwise?
It's a threat. It's like, if you don't take this off my hands and give me money.
Yeah. You take my old trappings that I no longer need, cross my palm with silver, otherwise I'm going to write in more capital letters. It feels weird. Again, maybe it's an age thing that we're kind of, you know, becoming more detached from what is the acceptable way, which guaranteed this probably is the fucking case, but it just feels like it's such a weird way that society evolves.
I'll tell you what, like, I've seen some corkers as well, like working in the industry that I'm in, I'm in different groups and things that, like you mentioned, but there's people that are trying to get trees removed or hedges removed, but they're trying to sell them, but you have to come and remove it.
Yeah.
So they'll be like, £500 for this beautiful cedar tree. You've got to come and dig it out yourself, though. And it's like 30 foot tall. So you want me to dig this tree out for you that you want removed from your garden, and you want £500 for it?
Yeah. It's nuts, isn't it?
What are you doing? Yeah.
But I think
people are like forming all the queue, lads.
Because,
you know,
people can try it on, and people think it's this God-given right that no, I want it gone. Take it. You want it? Come and get it. There's a thing called buyer to collect. I remember years ago I sold a shitload of engineered oak flooring. It was too good to throw away. And it was literally the circumstance in the house. It wasn't right for wheelchairs, so needed to get rid of it. Therefore, okay, we're going to get rid of it. Got something completely different, more suitable. But we had the stuff and I carefully took it out. Carefully laid it. And we put it on... I think we put it on fucking
Gumtree
or something like that. And like, we had this guy came from Exeter, which is like, you know, an hour down the road. And he was like, look, I want to come and take this stuff. It looks good. You know, what's it all about? I said, look, you know, it is buy to collect, mate. I can't drive it up to you.
No.
But you're more than welcome to come and pick it up. And within that, I was like, that's fine. And I helped him load into his car and he gave us an extra 50 quid because we helped. And it was just like, oh, man, you know, really, really genuine guy, really nice people. And you're like, hey, that transaction was a pleasure. We made some money out of it. You've got absolute steel with some lovely flooring. Jobs are good. But what if I'd have gone to him? I'm selling all this engineered oak flooring. It's 600 quid, but you've got to take it up as well.
Yeah, but could you imagine?
Legitimately, people are doing this shit.
It's crazy, isn't it?
And it's just like, it's the entitlement. I think it's that level of entitlement of, I've got this, some fucker needs it, come and fucking get it, otherwise I'm going to be fucking left with it. Dare you leave me with this shit?
I'll tell you the other one that fucks me off is, lovely cooker for sale, need to clean. You what, mate?
On the picture, there's a pizza in it.
You're like, why can't you just clean it before you sell it? It's not difficult, is it?
So again, I think it comes back, it's entitlement and laziness, because it's just like, I want this shit gone.
Have you ever seen, like, sofa for sale? And you look at the picture and it's just, like, stacked high with their shit on top of the sofa. You can't even see it.
It's like a guy in pants and a string vest. And it's just like, Albert not included on it.
It's just like, you twat, remove the shit off of your sofa, make it look presentable, then take the picture.
But the problem is that's because then that's sold a scene. So when you turn up to collect said sofa, it's all that shit's on it. You've got to then take it off. But that would be the argument. Well, that's what it's like in the picture.
Yeah, right.
And it's just like, so I think like...
Sleeping husband goes with sofa.
But I think this is like, it's our moany old man thing, but it really is like... Is this the way? Is this... So I look at it for, like, my kids and think, are my kids literally going to be, like, you know, that kind of, like... I've got something that I don't want anymore. Someone has to take it from me.
Yeah. Immediately.
Yeah. And that I need this gone by today. I need it gone. It's got to go. Why?
Yeah. Yeah, what's going to happen if it doesn't go?
Yeah. And it's just, you know, I get that it's a tactic to go, look, you know, this is for sale, 10 quid. No takers. It's got to go. 5 quid, no takers. Mate, you get fuck all for it. Just put it in a fucking bin.
Yeah.
Charity shop if they want it, recycle it, whatever you can do with it. But it's just that someone needs to give me money. I've got to get my money back for this.
It's the people that will say, like, oh, if I can't get the money I want for this, no one's having it. It's going to the tip.
Yeah, it's like spiting everyone, isn't it? It's like, you won't pay me 10 quid?
Going to
seven?
The
right, I've just put it in the tip anyway. Fuck you. Keep your 7 quid, you cunt. Yeah. It's just like, what? Like, we've done stuff where we've sold loads of the kids' old toys and stuff like that through different marketplaces and whatever online.
Yeah.
And every single time, we've just put a picture of... What? a picture of what it is.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like, Paw Patrol figure. Yeah. Zuma. £3. no takers. Leave it for a week, no takers, right? £2.
Yeah.
Fine, £2. Someone turns up at the door, give you a quid for it. Yeah, fine, it's no problem. Mm. Sorted.
Bartering on the door?
Oh, yeah.
What's that about?
But it's, again...
Do you know what, for a quid, don't even knock my door. But because I can't be asked to get out.
I'm already up. You were going to give me £2. I'm a little bit soft and I've gone, take a pound, that's fine. Because if I don't, that little toy figurine is just going to go in a box somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably in the loft, or we'll get recycled. It's a pound that I wouldn't have. But at no point, take it, or I am going to kill this toy.
Yeah.
No.
It's not going by the end of the day, it's being burnt.
Yeah, I'm going to have a ritual, but you've got to pay to come watch it be burnt.
Mm.
Otherwise, I'll burn it tomorrow. You cunts.
What is wrong, basically, what is wrong with people online?
And if you're listening to this thinking, oh, I do that, give your head a bit of a wobble. Because you're contributing to a society that is basically approving this behaviour and saying, this is okay. This is okay for me to demand my privilege that take my unused stuff from me and give me money for it now. Just think that over when you're posting that shit, because that's literally what you're saying.
Please clean your shit before you sell it. It's like reverse Instasham, isn't it? It's like, look how shit all this stuff is on my sofa.
I think, not that like brain stew is like kind of the pinnacle of like wholesome behaviour, because it's fucking far from it, but it's more just about like, we're members of a community called the world. It would be nice if it doesn't go to hell in a fucking fast car very quickly. But it just seems like everything seems to be accelerating that way. That it's just like, yeah, just treat the rest of the world like cunts. There's never this kind of like, it's just all get on and just, you know,
yeah, be nice, people.
Yeah, empathy. Think about how someone else is feeling before you do something. Just very basic things, guys.
Yeah.
Lecture over. It's not, because the next topic, fuck me, we are going to rant like fuck on this one. Are you ready for it?
Let's hear it.
I'm not even going to hit a jingle before it, because we're in rant mode. It's going fucking straight into it. Modern music. Maureen! Slippers!
Yeah, it's just no. Straight in the brain stew bin.
Oh, wow.
Right, I've got to start this one off, because as much as I respect this musician... And I think they're very, very talented. Incredible voice. Good songwriting skills. Ed Sheeran.
Ooh.
Right.
Okay.
All of those things I truly, you know, I believe. And they are factual.
Yeah? You serious?
I am serious. But I don't need to hear your songs in every shop I go to. And every place I go to, or the radio 17 times a day.
Anywhere where there's an audio facility, it's literally Ed Sheeran.
You know, well, most days we wake up to the radio as an alarm clock, and it's either Ed Sheeran or Lewis Capaldi. And are they the only two artists that we have in the world at the moment?
Apparently so.
You know, again, Lewis Capaldi, great voice. You know, good songwriting, great pop songs. Don't need to hear it 10 times a day. Can we mix it up a bit?
Yeah. I can solve your problem by set a different song. But no, I think it's weird. It's kind of, again, this is almost like a ranty old man show, but it's like, you look at, like, I can hear my parents talking when I'm speaking right now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of those things. Sorry, I'm burping a lot. I've just drank a lot of Lucozade. Other fizzy drinks are available. Pioneers and kind of like epic, you know, sort of cornerstones and all these other, you know, cliches for great musicians. There's some that have come over the last 10 years or so.
Mm.
There's not many, and there's nothing that's pioneered a change. There's no one that's kind of shifted music in a different direction. All it's just kind of like,
what will be the next one?
It's like an add-on to something we already have, and you could argue that. With music throughout time, that's all there's ever been. You know, everything has been a slight add-on or a slight change. But, you know, the Beatles were phenomenal. And they're not everyone's cup of tea, totally get that. But the Beatles were absolutely phenomenal. And they were a huge game changer. But they changed their game repetitively to create new sounds. You know, you listen to the Beatles from the 70s versus the 60s. There's huge differences because they're a progression. There's lots of bands out there who've progressed and stayed current and shifted and changed. In the genre that we love, bands like Fall Out Boy have taken, you know, to you know, a layperson would go, it's still fucking punk pop. Yeah, but it's worlds apart from where they started.
Yeah, yeah, they have to. It's more pop based now.
Yeah, so when we're listening to music now, and you know, there's so much different styles and types of music, there's nothing in there that I'm immediately drawn to, and I don't, again, I'm sure, you know, listeners will probably, you know, point back at us and say this literally is an age thing, but I don't listen to new music and go, oh yeah, oh, that's
no, it's
great.
Difficult. I mean, like me and you, we're mostly into kind of like the pop punk genre, the emo, alternative, you know, that's our music really. And
I'm not stuck in like a 2006 time loop where it's like I can only listen to that, because I'll quite happily listen to anything. I love stuff from the 70s. I like The Clash, one of my favorite bands. I love Queen. I've got real kind of like, I like lots of different types of music, but there's nothing at the moment apart from probably one artist that I'm like, this is worth any kind of, you know, this is worth any weight. And it's just,
yeah,
like,
I was just going to say, like, in that genre that we have been listening to, you know, over the last 10 years, probably 20 years, who knows, but there are new bands coming through, and there are the older bands we used to listen to still releasing music, which, like you say, has shifted.
Yeah,
but yeah, it sounds a lot different. But yeah, even some of the new, like, pop punk guys, I think are great, you know.
It's good, but it's not a game changer.
No.
So when you had bands like, you know, Nirvana and Soundgarden, and you know, it kind of when grunge came around, you know, grunge became a thing. Yes, it was alt rock, but it kind of it was a scene, and it exploded, and it was huge. And it's just like, you know, Britpop, a similar thing. Mm. But what are we seeing now?
I think we've spoke about it before, but I think the last artist I think that is kind of sustained themselves and a big name is probably Foo Fighters, which is obviously, you know, come from Nirvana.
Yeah, and again, when you're talking about bands, that I think, like, when again, so this, and this points back a little bit to your Ed Sheeran's, your Taylor Swift's. Taylor Swift, I think, is probably, in my opinion, one of the only artists who has a shitload of credibility for what she does in the current status, because she's phenomenal. Her songwriting ability is phenomenal. Her adaptability is phenomenal, and just the way she carries herself off is absolutely phenomenal. I'm a huge fan. I'm not like a proper Taylor fan, but I do appreciate her as an artist. And it's really kind of like, again, it's still like, where's the next Beatles? Where's the next big thing coming from? What, you know, what are we looking at here?
It obviously will come back around, but at the minute it feels like we've, and our parents probably said the same thing, but it feels like we've heard everything we can possibly hear, and all the biggest artists are done, you know. We're not going to get another one like that.
And does this link back into our first conversation of the night, into artificial intelligence, where you're not going to have songwriters anymore? You'll have AI writers who will just, you know, pump out 500 songs in a minute. And there you go. Done. Sing that. Is the heart and soul of the industry going to be ripped out because it can be mass-produced?
Yeah.
Because you're backing track, you know, AI, backing track, done. Want a bit of reggae, this tempo, done. This tempo, done. I want a chorus in it, want a bridge in it, want a middle it, done. It's scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, really.
Absolutely scary.
I think I read something the other day that Dua Lipa is the biggest artist in the world at the moment.
It was, the most downloaded was The Weeknd.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
on Spotify, I think it had the most downloads. Blinding Lights was the most downloaded song ever, I believe.
That's mad.
Yeah, good. Fucking amazing song. Great song.
Oh yeah, yeah, brilliant song. Yeah, yeah. Well, the future of music, Chris. It's who knows?
Who knows?
Well, well, that jingle means it's time for Cool Story, bro.
Not if you're Brendan, doesn't.
So yeah, any new listeners, if you're not tuned into the show before, this is a feature that we've carried through from season one. Basically, I find a story in the news,
and I do this.
You ready? Go.
Yeah, and Chris tries to trip me up all the way through it. So it could be anything from the news, funny, serious, whatever you like, wherever I find.
It's one of those things where with this bit right now, if we were advertising this in like a kind of a cinematic, like Hollywood poster type thing, with all like the kind of the slow, like the feedback from the press and everything like that, it would be like, cool story, bro. And then the feedback would be like, pathetic, ridiculous. How fucking old are you? Really? A soundboard?
Yeah, grow up.
Go.
All right, I'm going to go. Do you want to hear the headline?
Yep.
Okay, wow. I literally said to myself, right, you can do it this time. It's not going to be funny.
Yep.
It's more seagull news.
Oh.
No.
Zoo is hiring people to dress up as birds to scare away seagulls.
Yeah. Are you serious?
I'm deadly serious, Chris. So you could technically say this is old news because it's 24th April this was published. A zoo is recruiting people to wear giant inflatable bird costumes to scare off seagulls.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
Oh, fine. Right. Sorry. This is it. Blackpool Zoo posted the advert for seagull deterrents after a spate of food thefts from visitors and enclosures.
Yeah. Yeah.
One requirement is candidates must be outgoing as they need to be comfortable wearing a bird costume.
Nice.
The full job advert reads, at Blackpool Zoo...
It's the trimmer at Blackpool Zoo. It's like you're treading on Lego while you're reading it.
Where are we? At Blackpool Zoo, it goes without saying that we love all animals, and as a seaside resort, Blackpool is not short of seagulls. However,
nice.
The seagulls are proving to be a bit of a nuisance when it comes to trying to steal food from our visitors and our animal enclosures.
Yeah. Your fucking facial expression. You're trying to hold in a burp at a fart and a sneeze at the same time.
I was supposed to put on the special specs.
Nice.
I've got the glass.
Yeah.
I've got the I've got the serious glasses on now. This means I'm in business.
You're serious. Nice.
We need to do what we can to keep the seagulls away from our main visitor dining areas.
Yeah.
Which is why we're looking for a team of people to join our visitor services team as seagull deterrents.
Nice. The best fucking buttons ever. That was 2 hours well spent.
Ah, right. Right, it comes after a seagull had to be...
That's what she said.
It comes after a seagull had to be put down.
Are you serious?
It's not funny, poor seagull. After it was dragged along the streets of the seaside town on a leash... Oh, poor thing. It's not funny.
Oh, no.
Lancashire police were called to Bisham Road in Blackpool 2 weeks ago after reports of a man pulling the live bird about by a rope tied to its neck.
This has taken a fucking absolutely horrific turn,
I know.
It?
Question.
Yeah?
The elderly man in his 50s was understood to be drunk and disorderly.
Nice.
Question.
Yep.
Have you ever been drunk and took a seagull for a walk on a lead?
No. I've done a lot of stupid things when I'm drunk, but I've never manhandled a seagull.
Wow. But yeah, here's a picture of the Blackpool Zoo inflatable seagull costumes that they've been made to wear to scare them away. I don't know about you, but if I was a seagull, I'd be like, yeah, fuck that. I ain't going near that.
Here. Brian. Look at that big fucker in the old blow-up thing. You peck his bollocks. I'll have his pie.
Yeah? Yeah.
Nice.
Well, that was cool story, bro. And I don't know about you, but I think that was pretty cool.
That was fucking unreal. That was literally like, I'm really glad we revamped the old the old soundboard Areno.
Well, yeah, some of the features from season one are going to make a return, and we're not going to do them all every single week. We're going to mix them up, and you get a different one each week, possibly.
Yeah, I think it's in with the old and out with the old and in with the new, and yeah, that something along those lines.
Yeah, so cheers for listening, and we'll see you on the next one.
Take care.
You've been listening to Brain Stew. Find more episodes at brainstew.co.uk.
Or wherever you get your podcasts from. I can't give anymore, no, I won't give anymore. So sick of walking out this door.